and they say kids don't care about current events.
Our state contains the largest oil field in North America, Prudhoe Bay. And as stated in our Alaska Constitution, we as citizens collectively own these natural resources and have a right to receive the maximum benefit from these. However, as Senate Bill 21 comes into play, this key fundamental principle is abandoned.
That's Ketchikan's Ella Sherrill arguing, as you may have guessed, against Senate Bill 21. She and her partner Cheyenne Matthews made it to the final exhibition round where they competed against Sitka debaters Anne-Marie Pike and Celia Lubin.
The Alaskan oil industry is an industry worth saving. It accounts for 50% of the jobs, indirect or direct relation to the oil and gas industry. And so it's a very important industry, the economic backbone of our state.
That's Lubin giving a pro argument. And here are Matthews and Pike with a little more back and forth.
My opponents have stated that this bill, Senate Bill 21, provides incentives for oil companies. But with the announcement of this bill, we have seen oil companies leaving, specifically Pioneer Natural Resources. We have seen them leave, and it took them a $350 million loss to leave. So what does that say about this bill? If it can't keep companies, and it's supposed to incentivize exploration, but they took this much of a risk and a loss to leave even after this bill is announced.
And I think that what this debate comes down to is whether we are far-sighted enough as a state, as a government, and as a people to act in our best long-term interest instead of losing our nerve and opting instead to keep production taxes high and to starve the oil industry out of Alaska. No one benefits in that situation.
Those four eloquent young women are just a few of the 44 Southeast High School students who gathered in Ketchikan to show what they've learned about Alaska's oil taxes. Debate teams spend a lot of time researching an issue in preparation for a debate meet, and they can't pick sides. They have to be ready to argue either way because they don't know ahead of time which side they'll get. Early on in the meet, Ketchikan's Kiera O'Brien hid her nerves well for her debut debate.
Hi, my name is Kiera O'Brien, and my partner Sam Ortez and I stand in firm negation of today's resolve that the passage of Senate Bill 21 will result in significant economic benefits for Alaska with the following points. First, Senate Bill 21 will result in $10 billion in lost revenue over the next 5 years alone. Second, there is no guarantee that the passage of Senate Bill 21 will result in increased exploration and development. And third, Senate Bill 21 is in violation of the Alaska Constitution.
O'Brien and Ortiz were debating Chaya Pike and Owen Fulton, two Sitka debaters. Here's Fulton with their three main points in favor of SB 21.
First, the current program punishes and discourages oil production. Second, MAPA is and will incentivize production. And third, long-term benefits outweigh any immediate harms.
If some of these arguments sound familiar, consider the source. Debate teams do a lot of internet research, but they also talk to Alaska lawmakers, who themselves have been publicly vocal on the issue. Here's K-High debate coach Dan Ortiz.
We obviously went to Senator Stedman and Senator Woloszewski because they had opposed this bill, and so they gave us the stronger con arguments, and the governor and his office and the budget office gave us the stronger affirmative arguments on this.
Pike and Fulton had some legislative assistance as well. Pike says that Sitka Representative Jonathan Christ Tompkins practically lived in their debate classroom as they prepared. While Christ Tompkins strongly opposes SB 21, she says he got the Sitka team in touch with a lobbyist from the other side to help with the pro arguments. Pike clearly enjoys debate.
Tell me what you like about debate.
It's so much fun. I don't really know what's so exciting about it. It's really fun to learn about new things and challenge our preconceptions and then to get up and challenge other people who have the same preconceptions that we do and have to kind of work through that.
While they didn't like the topic as much as previous ones, O'Brien and Ortiz say that SB 21 definitely is more relevant to them. It did mean a lot of detailed research.
There's a lot of facts, figures, statistics, policies. There's a lot of stuff I didn't know about, but it's definitely it's closer to home than Iran and nuclear proliferation for sure, but.
Did you end up developing an opinion on the topic?
I can see both sides. I think that's part of debate. You learn both sides, you get to see it both ways, and kind of makes it hard to have an opinion either way, honestly.
the same for you?
You know, they pick debate topics because they're debatable. Generally, generally I develop one by the end, but I just try not to think about which side I'm on till the end.
Chaya Pike and Owen Fulton, along with Anne-Marie Pike and Celia Lubin, were the top scoring teams. They didn't compete against each other in the final round, though, because they're from the same school. That's why the third-place Ketchikan team ended up in what all the coaches agreed to call the final exhibition debate. That final debate was judged, though, and the judges unanimously chose Ketchikan's Ella Sherrill and Cheyenne Matthews as the winners. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.